USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There was bipartisan reaction on Capitol Hill to President Trump's removal of U.S. troops from Syria. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has introduced a resolution denouncing Turkey's invasion of northern Syria and urging President Trump to reverse course.
I hope the administration is trying to mitigate the damage done by the decision to withdraw from eastern Syria.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer agrees, but he's much more forceful in urging the president to take action.
There are ISIS prisoners escaping who aim to do harm and the United States.
Former Ambassador William Taylor provided lawmakers with a detailed account of the way President Trump wanted to put the new Ukrainian president in a public box by demanding a quid pro quo. This is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
New charges for 11 of the parents in the college admission bribery scandal. Last week, prosecutors gave a warning to parents that are still fighting back. Plead guilty or prepare to face new bribery charges. And four of the parents did decide to change their plea in Boston federal court. Prosecutors then dropped the hammer, filing another bribery charge against 11 of them, including actress Lori Loughlin. On the eve of its quarterly earnings report, Boeing ousted the head of its commercial airplanes division, KIRO reporter Heather Bosch.
Kevin McAllister, president of Boeing's commercial airplanes division, is being replaced. This follows changes to the company's executive team, including removing Boeing's CEO as chairman of the board. The company said it did that so Dennis Muilenburg could focus on safety and getting the troubled 737 MAX back into service. McAllister's parting words praised Boeing for its commitment to safety. Heather Bosch, Seattle.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
If you're on Obamacare, your rates will be dropping next year. USA's Chris Barnes has more on the story.
Rates for those using healthcare.gov to get their coverage will be dropping by an average 4% in 2020 in 38 different states. It's the second consecutive year of lower rates. Six states using healthcare.gov will see double-digit drops. And in 2020, 20 more insurance companies are joining the federal exchanges, bringing the total to 175. So the number of states with only one carrier will be dropping from 5 to 2 next year. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has announced that Congressman Elijah Cummings will lie in state at the U.S. Capitol before his funeral. She said the 12th-term congressman from Maryland will lie in state Thursday in the Statuary Hall, which will be open for public viewing. Beforehand, there will be a formal ceremony for invited guests only. Cummings died on Thursday morning at Johns Hopkins Hospital after long-standing health problems. On October 25th, a wake and funeral for Cummings is scheduled to take place at the New Psalmist Baptist Church in Lokern, Maryland, where he worshipped for nearly 4 decades. President Trump ordered all flags on federal government grounds to be lowered to half staff through Friday as a mark of respect. He was 68 years old. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.